Get ready, Rare Earth, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics as well. We're going to talk about some Christmas music coming to town, the Bell City Brass Works. Got some folks in to talk about that right after 7. And we also have the keyword we're going to give you right after 7 o'clock as well. So be listening, 701 WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Here's CBS News, top of the hour.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is now charged with murder. 26-year-old Ivy Leaguer Luigi Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania yesterday after someone recognized him from surveillance photos and called police. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham is near the crime scene in New York.
Police say he was carrying a fake New Jersey ID that matched the one allegedly used to check into a New York hostel last week. Authorities say they later recovered Mangione's passport with his real name, along with a gun, suppressor, and clothing that they believe are consistent with those used in the shooting.
Sources tell CBS News Mangione dealt with frequent back pain from an injury. A mandatory evacuation is in place in parts of Malibu, California, where an explosive wildfire has now burned 1,700 acres, the flames being fanned by strong Santa Ana winds.
It's happening so quickly. I'm worried about two horses that I left in there. I know the house is gone. I went back in there and to try to find the horses, but it was too dangerous. We had to, just get out of there as quickly as we could.
The flames broke out late last night near Pepperdine University, which has also been evacuated. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is testifying inside a packed courtroom in Tel Aviv, portraying himself as a dedicated leader and defender of his country's interests. He's charged with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. The BBC's Yolanda Nell.
Mr. Netanyahu's coalition government turning up here in the courtroom, some of them talking about what Mr. Netanyahu has also said, the fact that this is taking place at such an important moment in the region, taking up a lot of the prime minister's time.
Some of the president-elect's administration picks will be head back to Capitol Hill today to meet with lawmakers who will be key in the confirmation process. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Trump's choice for Director of National Intelligence, former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, made a day of visits with senators.
Hey, Ms. Gabbard, what do you make of the ouster of Assad?
Gabbard has drawn scrutiny for a controversial 2017 meeting with now ousted Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad and has been accused of echoing Russian propaganda.
Researchers at the University of Michigan find a lot of seniors are still struggling with being alone. CBS's Torian Small.
Loneliness and isolation among older Americans have mostly returned to pre-pandemic rates, but more than one-third of people aged 50 to 80 still feel lonely some of the time or often in the past year.
S&P futures up 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Temps in the teens and it'll feel even colder. The area is bracing for a cold snap this week, with temperatures plummeting to the teens by Thursday and wind chills potentially going below zero. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Those needing help dealing with the cold can call 211 for a local listing of warming centers. It's a $2 million cash bond for the 26-year-old Kenosha man accused of killing his girlfriend and unborn child. Lawrence Franklin Jr. appeared in court yesterday for the deaths back in September. Franklin was found by U.S. Marshals last month in Texas after he fled the area. The charges include two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and possession of a firearm by a felon. The big building behind the Cheese Castle is called the Mother of All Warehouses. Uline has opened up a massive warehouse. It's a 1.4 million square foot distribution center in Kenosha County. The state-of-the-art facility, which began shipping operations this month, is expected to create over 200 new jobs in the area. The addition brings Uline's total footprint in Kenosha County to over 10 million square feet. The Bears and a possible move closer to the border is closer to reality. The Arlington Heights Village Board has voted 8-0 to approve a property tax deal with the Chicago Bears, potentially reviving plans for a new stadium at the former Arlington Park racetrack. The deal includes a 2027 deadline for the team to commit to building a stadium before tax increases take effect. Bears management say that they are continuing to explore options for a new stadium in downtown Chicago. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and A.J. Green. And boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball, the Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football, quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willie Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed, but Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 33 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A little breezy with some off and on light snow showers and a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Christmas. If anyone's from a big family, you might have the system we have. We don't get every sibling a gift. We pick one name, give one sibling a gift. And it worked out perfect last winter. I picked my oldest brother. And I'll ask you, what do you think's a good present for someone who owes you money? I got him a gift certificate to me. I felt real good. I go, there you go, Mark. Remember that 400 you owe me? It's down to 380. Happy holidays. Yeah, I love the holidays, though, man. Now, I've only been a father for two Christmases, but I've been an uncle for a long time. That's a sweet gig, too. That's what I tell a lot of young people. I go, don't let anyone pressure you to have children, but you should pressure your siblings to make something. Because you can't beat aunt or uncle's the greatest, right? Because if you have kids, you have to love them all unconditionally. As an uncle, you pick your favorite. It's the best part of Christmas. How come you didn't get a Christmas present? Because you're hard to be around. That's why you didn't get a Christmas present.
And guess what it's time for now? Yeah, it's our grown-up gift list. Text to win contest on WRJN. This hour's keyword is red, like the color red, R-E-D, red. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword red, R-E-D, for your chance to win the statewide contest. Today, this hour, an overnight vacation getaway. All right. So, again, just go to the Civic Media app, download it, if you haven't done so already. At the bottom, you'll see WRJN. There'll be a text button there. Text the keyword RED, R-E-D, and you'll be in the running for that vacation getaway. And we're doing this for 2 weeks. We've got money, prizes, we've got everything to give away. So we'll be mentioning the keyword again a couple of times during the hour, just in case you forgot. But right now, we've got a Christmas concert coming up. The Bell City Brass Works. That's kind of nice. We've got Katie Humphrey here, and we've got, don't tell me, got it written down, Doug Johnson. Today the memories are going real fast here.
We understand.
Okay, so tell us about the Christmas concert, Katie. Now, this is not the Racine Concert Band. This is the Bell City Brass Works. Different.
Correct. Racine Concert Band is tonight at Park High School, plug in. But tomorrow night.
Are you playing tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm wearing all black.
You're busy. Wow.
So Wednesday night, though, we're at Living Faith Church with the Bell City Brass Works for the first of two Christmas concerts. So we're there this week, 7 o'clock, free concert. And then a week from tomorrow night, on the 18th, we're at Holy Communion Church for the same thing.
Now, Bell City Brass Works would imply there are no strings, no violins.
That is correct.
So
we're not allowed, actually.
Not allowed. You're banned for life.
No. Yes.
And I think we mentioned this last time. There was a Broadway musical called No Strings with Richard Kiley. And there was a no strings attached in his relationship with the woman in the show. And there were no strings in the orchestra.
Good idea.
Yeah. You never heard of that show, No Strings? It was on Broadway in the 60s, way before you were born. So
I was a wee lass.
All right, so give us some of the songs we'll be hearing.
I'm going to turn it over to Doug.
Now, are these different lists of songs for each concert?
No, it's going to be the same music for each concert.
All right. So if you like the tune, you can hear it again.
Not only that, you're going to love the acoustics and Holy Communion's beautiful sight to perform.
Our first time to perform at Holy Communion.
Yeah, it's going to be the first time in quite a few years. We did a few concerts there many, many years ago, but we're glad to be back. It's a beautiful place to be. The music that we're doing is, well, obviously a lot of Christmas music. Mary, Did You Know? God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. We do Frosty the Snowman. It's a bass trombone solo. You'll just love that. It's really well played. We're even doing a piece called The Huron Carol, which is also in the, The Winter Moon, I think, was the title of it. It's an original Canadian piece of music written in the 1600s for the Huron Carol. It's just a gorgeous piece of music we don't quite always hear in this part of the country, and I want to give the audience a chance to hear a lot of different music.
You know, it's a good brass song, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a good brass. You don't hear strings in that, you know?
No.
You doing Snoopy's Christmas? No? It's one of my favorites. We just played it. We just played it. I like that song.
Snoopy's, I love that music,
Royal Guardsman. You doing the Chipmunk song? You know, I got to tell you, the other day we were in Rochester, and they do this Madrigal rehearsal for the Madrigal Singers at Waterford High School. And they do a big thing. It's sold out every year. But they do a dress rehearsal, singing the songs. You can go to the church. But before that, there's a Christmas tree lighting right in front of the church. So they said, does anybody have any request we can sing? And people were yelling out, you know, Joy to the World. I so much wanted to say the Christmas by the Chipmunk song. And I know the words to it.
Yes.
But, you know, I didn't want everybody to start, who's that idiot? I don't want to be here ever again. The Chipmunk song's a classic.
It is. It's a great piece. We did that at a Johnson Family Christmas years ago. We did it at Skits. I think that was one of the first skits we did was the Christmas song.
Christmas, all the grandchildren Christmas together. Time is here. Yeah. Time for joy and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry Christmas, hurry fast. I know the whole song. I don't know why we couldn't sing that one.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so let's get a little bit of history of the Bell City Brass Works. You've been around for how many years?
We've been around since 1988. It started with a group of people that had been brass players in drum corps around the area, and they'd gotten together with others, people. We invited everyone in that wanted to play a brass instrument to get started, and it became a brass band with French horns and trombones, baritones, euphoniums, trumpets, and tubas. And it has developed over the years into quite a really good ensemble.
So the first thing you did was ban anybody who plays the violin.
Violins and
cellos, violins.
And woodwinds, too. Woodwinds were out of there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
clarinets?
No clarinets, no flutes, no.
Flute's a woodwind?
Yeah, flute is a woodwind, yes.
Wow.
You got to be able to buzz. What do you play French horn.
You play French horn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's a euphonium? Now, I ask this every time we do the concerts at the zoo, because everybody hears it in the lyrics of The Music Man. There are euphonium and big bassoons.
Yeah.
What is a euphonium?
A euphonium is similar to a baritone horn, which is like a mini tuba, about a half size of a normal tuba. And it catches that same sound level that trombones do, except it's a much more mellow sound and just a gorgeous, gorgeous instrument to play.
Wow.
So we have a whole bunch of different kinds of horns in the Bell City Brass Works.
Now I'm learning the piano, so I wouldn't be allowed to play, right?
We would let you play in the percussion section. You could play cowbell.
I am learning to play two. I can't play with two hands yet. I'm learning.
That's why cowbell.
Triangle would be another possibility.
I have no idea how people, and I watched the piano player we have at church, how he just looks at the audience and plays with two hands and barely looks at the music,
right?
He knows it. But I could play with one hand and look at the music. But then you got this second hand that I can't.
Doing something different.
Well, I don't know what to do with it. Now, I learned a few of them because there's one song I do where there's only two different chords to play with the
right,
with his left hand, so that it could do. But when it starts getting three and four, well, then I can't do it.
Yeah.
And practice. Got to keep at it.
Practice. You know what it is? That's my biggest problem. I don't practice. Yeah. My wife said, if you practice, you'd be good at this.
So there was a poster in one of the band rooms I practice in, and it says, if all else fails, practice.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice yes.
Uh-huh. Hey, let's go over our text to win contest again. Got to give you the word. It's our grown-up gift list text to win contest on WRJN. This hour's keyword is red, R-E-D, like the color. Download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to text the keyword red, R-E-D. You have until 8 o'clock to do it for your chance to win in the statewide contest. And this hour, we're giving away an overnight vacation getaway. Yesterday morning, we had $100. Today, it's the vacation getaway. So that's what you got to do. Text the keyword red. Download the Civic Media app. Go to the bottom, WRJN, and hit the text button, red. And do it before 8 o'clock this morning, all right?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Okay, we're talking to Doug Johnson and Katie Humphrey from Bell City Brass Works, and they have two free concerts coming up.
That's right.
That's great that you can do that.
Yep. So if you want to catch that Christmas spirit, show up at one or both of these concerts.
Yeah, actually, both. You'll love them.
Oops, there we go.
Absolutely great. It's a great performance.
And great time. Let's, for people just tuning in, where are they?
The concerts are at Living Faith Lutheran Church on tomorrow night, the 11th, and on the 18th, it's at Holy Communion Lutheran Church, the church on the hill. Again, both concerts are at 7 p.m. You're going to love it. You are. You've got to come to these concerts because when we finish with that Christmas sing-along, you will be full of Christmas.
You got to sing?
Yeah, you do. You get to sing on the last number. Everybody gets involved. Yeah. And I really mean everybody gets involved. It's a fantastic time.
It's magic. We've done it every year for as long as I've been in the group.
Magic is a good way to put it, too.
Yeah. Do you have to sing?
No, you don't. There are people out there that just mouth them.
I'm not Ebenezer. Though.
Okay.
I just want to know if you had to do it or not.
No.
You know, even in church, I can't sing. I can't hold a note. And I'm be the Barney Fife. When he tried to sing in the chorus.
Oh, I remember that. Turn the mic down.
Yeah, turn it down. And then some guy singing backstage for him.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the Barney Fife.
Just sing softer.
It's a very sensitive microphone.
Very, very sensitive.
Good you got the reference to Barney Fife.
But it's great to kind of take a peek out in the audience and just see the emotion on people's faces.
Oh, yes.
When they're singing in the sing-along and when they're listening to the rest of the concert.
Right.
It's a very moving, emotional. It evokes memories of Christmas and anticipation of the holiday. And if you're struggling to get in the mood, this is a perfect remedy.
How many years have you both been with the Bell City Brass Works?
I've been with the group now 27 years.
Oh, so you're one of the more than 20 over here.
Yeah, I am one of those. Yeah.
14 people more than 20.
Yeah. Right. And there is one original member still in the group, the first guy that joined the group, Bill Stearns. Yeah. Who was, in fact, I was in band with him way back in 1968 in the Racine Elks Youth Band. So it was really nice to have Bill on trombone, and he's a good guy. But all these guys that have played for over 20 years, they're all friends now. We've known each other for a long, long period of time.
Well, I'm looking at the groups that these people are in. The Drum Corps, the Racine Kilties, the Phantom Regiment. The Pioneers, the Racine Scouts, the Boys of 76, it goes on and on.
Oh, yes.
That's not bad.
Right. That drum corps connection really pulled a lot of these people together and still does over all these years. In fact, there are some groups that I play in Madison, like yesterday, who were all played in the Racine Elks Youth Band or played in many of these drum corps, and we get together as a brass group over there. So it's a great time to be together and a great group of people to work with.
Okay. Now, is there, what am I missing? Did I miss anything today? Did you want to get in?
Nothing really, except that I wish that everybody would just come to the concert because I have never been in performances like this group does for the Christmas season that uplifts an audience and uplifts the musicians. Not only do the audience enjoy the performance, but the musicians performing them are enjoying the performance, and we all get just a good feeling to all of us that we feel so much better about life and everything and the promise of tomorrow.
Okay, the first concert is coming up Wednesday, tomorrow,
right,
at the Living Faith Church. It's at 2915 Wright Avenue. What time is it?
It's at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yeah.
The second concert a week later, Wednesday, December 18th at Holy Communion Lutheran Church. It's at 2000 West 6th Street. Oh, I know where that is. Both concerts begin at 7 p.m. Here it is.
There.
So this is good. So you're the music director.
Yes, I am.
Who picks out all the music? You do?
I do pick out a lot of the music. Jim Mertens, who is not an original member. He joined 6 months after they started. So he's an completely an original member, but he's been there almost from the day one. He helps pick the music for the concerts along with me, and then we work out the details to get everything together. So,
well, that's great. Hope you have a great turnout.
We typically do.
Yeah.
I would love to go, but then I got to get up at 4 in the morning.
Hey, and so do I, just to get here.
Where do you live?
I live in Madison.
You drove all the way from Madison this
morning? Yes.
I could have put you on the phone.
No, this is more fun.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Well, thank
you're very
you.
Welcome.
You
appreciate thanks for having
it.
Us.
How long have you been with Bell City?
Yeah. About 20 years.
You too? Mm-hmm. You don't look that old. What did you join when
I don't look that old, do I?
Would you join when you're in grammar school? Or
of course you did.
Did you both play in bands in grammar school?
I started in fifth grade at Lincoln Elementary in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I tried the trumpet. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get that musicality. Yeah.
It's something that you need to make a certain effort to do, but it's also depends on the teacher getting that information to you to get it done correctly. You've got to be able to do certain things on an instrument. If you meet the right teacher, great things happen.
Well, one inspirational teacher that a lot of us had that are in Bell City Brass Works, his name was Johnny Hemkes, and he was a prolific brass instructor in the Racine Kenosha area. Up until his 80s, he probably still had like 80 students a week. And he, one of his things was if you could sing it in your head, you could play it. Right. And so that musicality, that connection to tone, is something that carries through, I think, to our group even still. That approach to music, it's you got to know the technical parts, but you got to feel it.
And it's a positive feeling. You have to be positive put it to people.
It's a gift.
It is.
It really is.
It is.
Because I don't think if you don't have it in you, I don't think I have it in me. My wife does. And that little 12-year-old girl says you have it in you. Says you got to practice. Thank you very much. I know.
But you know what you have, Don? You have a huge appreciation for music, and you're very tuned in. It's evident.
I just wish I could play like Noelle, our 12-year-old student. She just picks it right up.
Right.
Well, that's okay. You know, everyone's experience is very personal.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
We also need an audience, you know.
That's so right.
That's what you're here for.
Yeah.
Our audience.
I play music on the radio.
See, you're fantastic.
We can't do what you do either.
Just hit this button and I have a song. I could do that.
Yep.
Thank you guys for coming
in.
Thank you.
Do appreciate it. We'll keep mentioning this throughout the day today.
That's nice of you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, but first, we got Paul Harvey.
Now, the rest of the story. Airman Jim Smith just stood there blinking. The orders had come down. He, as most of the B-29 personnel in the 315th Bomb Wing, had been celebrating the night before. Their conditions ranged from hungover to half-conscious. The last thing on their minds was a mission. Yet here they were, more or less at attention, awaiting the latest directive from upstairs. Army Air Force intelligence had come to a conclusion. The Japanese were now so short on petroleum that a strike on their Nippon oil refineries at Akita would finish them off. So the 315th, almost 150 B-29s, almost 150 of them, were being sent on this mission that afternoon. Jim Smith, radio operator on the B-29, called a boomerang, did some fast figuring in his head. The 315th was stationed on Guam. The Akita oil field was nearly 300 miles northwest of Tokyo. That would make the strike about 4,000 miles round the trip, pushing some 20 hours in the air. Easily the longest and perhaps the most dangerous B-29 mission from the Marianas of the entire war. Aching and groggy, the crewmen clambered aboard their aircraft, headed straight for the oxygen bottles. At 1642 hours, the first B-29 left base. But as day became night, Jim Smith looked around him, the sky swarming with flying fortresses and the dying light. Even under normal conditions, you could expect plenty of hot engine fires, explosions on the big birds. But for this mission, to make room for the requisite gasoline and bombs, all of the armament had been stripped except for two repeaters and a cannon in the tail. And because they would be operating under cover of night, there would be no fighter escort. So the more Jim thought, the more he wondered, could the boomerang, a veteran of 8 missions, come back one more time?
Paul Harvey. Harvey. The rest of the story. You can hear another one, 12:05 this afternoon with Dan Marcus. Learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. Hey, don't forget our text to win keyword this hour is RED, RED. Download the Civic Media app at the bottom. You'll see WRJN. Click on it. There'll be a text there. Text the keyword RED, R-E-D. You have until 8 o'clock to be in the running for our overnight vacation getaway. So text the keyword RED. Download the Civic Media app. Simply just go to WRJN. Text R-E-D, like so many people are doing right now. And you'll be in the running for these great prizes, right? It's 7:31 at WRJN. Let's check news of the morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Temps in the teens and it'll feel even colder. The area is bracing for a cold snap this week, with temperatures plummeting to the teens by Thursday and wind chills potentially going below zero. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Those needing help dealing with the cold can call 211 for a local listing of warming centers. It's a $2 million cash bond for the 26-year-old Kenosha man accused of killing his girlfriend and unborn child. Lawrence Franklin Jr. appeared in court yesterday for the deaths back in September. Franklin was found by U.S. Marshals last month in Texas after he fled the area. The charges include two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and possession of a firearm by a felon. The big building behind the Cheese Castle is called the mother of all warehouses. Uline has opened up a massive warehouse. It's a 1.4 million square foot distribution center in Kenosha County. The state-of-the-art facility, which began shipping operations this month, is expected to create over 200 new jobs in the area. The addition brings Uline's total footprint in Kenosha County to over 10 million square feet. The Bears and a possible move closer to the border is closer to reality. The Arlington Heights Village Board has voted 8-0 to approve a property tax deal with the Chicago Bears, potentially reviving plans for a new stadium at the former Arlington Park racetrack. The deal includes a 2027 deadline for the team to commit to building a stadium before tax increases take effect. Bears management say that they are continuing to explore options for a new stadium in downtown Chicago. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
30 different business items and a re-election. That's some of the business handled by Wisconsin Farm Bureau members yesterday. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in the markets. Yesterday, more than 200 members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation transacted more than 30 pieces of business during their annual business meeting. Jason Mugnanini, who is the executive director of policy for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says overall he was pleased with the conversations.
Yeah, I think it went really smoothly today. I think the delegates from all across the state were well prepped and knew what they needed to talk about today. And I think some really great policies on transparency in the dairy industry, tractor safety, and really just dealing with some of the challenges that we have on farm policy here in the state of Wisconsin. I thought it was a good discussion on a lot of different topics. And I think that there's some really great ideas to take into the state capitol and then, again, bring to American Farm Bureau next month when we go to their annual.
Mugnanini says that some of the items adopted yesterday included supporting the Wisconsin Youth Apprenticeship Program, supporting the use of biofuel blended fuels year-round, and also opposing efforts to allow unrestricted foreign ownership of Wisconsin farmland. You can find more details about the business items on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. Markets are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the maximum acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
On Monday, the barrel cheese stood still, while 40-pound block cheese gained three at 173. Double A butter, down a penny and a half at 253 a pound. This morning, the March corn, down a half at 441. December new crop, down a half at 438. January beans are up a penny and a half at 991. November new crop, up a penny at 1005. March wheat, down two at 556. July new crop, down two and a half at 570. And January class three milks, down four, 1933 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 33 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A little breezy with some off and on light snow showers and a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
The cameras on our phones are so advanced. It's gotten to the point where when you see someone with a regular camera, just a camera, they look so out of place. You're like, is that guy part of a Civil War reenactment? The value of a photo has changed, too. I get emails from my kids' schools. They're like, would you like to order your child's school portrait? I'm like, delete. The last thing any parent needs is more photos of their children. Schools should just offer, hey, we'll come over and delete half your photos. I'd pay for that. Because that's what we use our phones for. For photos, emails, directions, anything but talking. When my phone rings, I'm like, well, that's obviously not for me.
I just want to remind you, if you're just tuning in, our keyword, our text doing keyword this hour is RED, R-E-D. It's our statewide contest, and what you do is go to the Civic Media app, click on WRJN at the bottom, text the word R-E-D, RED, and you'll be in the running this hour for an overnight vacation getaway. I like that. All right. Yesterday, we gave away $100 cash. Today, we're giving away the vacation getaway. Now, you can also have a different keyword to text in at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. with Dan Marcus and 4 p.m. with Kurt Bowman this afternoon. But this hour, it's RED. You have until 8 o'clock to text that word to us. The keyword is RED in our statewide text-to-win contest, all right? Yeah. Nice prizes for the next 2 weeks. Keep listening.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping. Together, 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 together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane,
snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in the winter wonderland. Walking in the winter wonderland. Winter wonder, winter wonderland. Winter, winter wonder, wonderland.
Johnny Mathis, Winter Wonderland. I hosted a concert once that he was the star in. And a very shy guy, we were talking backstage. Just a shy person. You wouldn't think so, being out there in front for decades and decades. Hey, an Iowa man. He has a collection of 2,539 nativity scenes. He's about to break two world records. He's been buying them since the 1950s. The current record holder for the largest collection is 1,800, so he's past that. He'll crush that once the Guinness people weigh in on it and should snag the record for the largest display as well. Right now, they're inside a small-town bank in eastern Iowa. It takes him 6 weeks to set them up for everyone to see. Now, I don't know how big these nativity scenes are. We have one on Monument Square in downtown Racine. I don't think we're talking that big. I think we're talking little ones. But that's kind of neat, huh? 6 weeks to set them up for everyone to see. I like the fact he's sharing with him, everybody. Here's Elvis. Here's In the Ghetto.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now, people, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Now, take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
Elvis Presley, In the Ghetto. Local news, timeless hits now. Christmas classics as well this holiday season. Here's a strange new study that looked into why people are afraid to go into their attics. The top reasons they're afraid of falling over: it's dirty, poor lighting, fear of spiders, it's cold. And how about the raccoons that are up there, huh? They're not very friendly. I had raccoons in my attic once when I lived in Brown Deer. They're not friendly at all. They don't like you to throw them out of the attic. It's Hermit's Hermits now. I'm into something good here at WRJN.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Hermits, summit to something good, 748, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too, at WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. And this hour, our grown-up gift list text to win contest is going on. We have a keyword for you. The keyword is red, R-E-D. Now, to be in the running for an overnight vacation getaway, all you do is have to text us that keyword. Download the Civic Media app, and when you get the app, at the bottom, you'll see WRJN. Click on WRJN, you'll see a text area, and text R-E-D, the color red, and you're in the running. So it's that simple. Just text us red. It's our grown-up gift list. I can't even speak this morning. Our grown-up gift list. Text to win contest, statewide contest on WRJN. Now, you only have a few more minutes to do it. And then at 11 o'clock, Dan Marcus will have another one. He'll have one at 1 o'clock. And then Kurt Volman's got another keyword at 4 o'clock this afternoon. One more time, download the Civic Media app. You'll see at the bottom, WRJN. Click on that. Text the keyword red. And you'll be in the running for that overnight stay. We're doing this every day, weekdays, for 2 weeks. So there's a lot of prizes to give away. Be in the running for them, all right? Hey, 86% of people in a survey said they pretended to like a Christmas gift they actually hated. 71% of us have old unwanted gifts still sitting around the house. But 22% have hated the gift so much they had to admit it. That's tough to say to someone, oh, thank you for the gift. By the way, I hate it.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
right now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Get $11,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn during their Wrap Up the Year sales event. Plus, get $2,000 Ford Conquest cash without trading in a Ford product. Get to Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for their Wrap Up the Year sales event today. See dealer for complete details. Plus, tax, title, and dock fee to well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Must finance through Stellantis Financial.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Day number 6 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for selection, service, and convenience. Don't miss the Liquor Department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. Plus, Saturday, December 21st, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., meet one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history, Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Sooner or later, girl, you've got to give in. Sooner or later.
Sooner or later, the grassroots, local news, timeless hits, and now Christmas favorites as well. Hey, remember when Mom said don't go outside without a coat or you'll get sick? As usual, she was right. And you might want to grab a scarf, too. A study found that they finally figured out why we get sick more in the winter. Apparently, cold kills off some of the virus-fighting immune cells inside your nose. So we tend to get sick. And that's why I've got no voice this morning, because I didn't listen to Mom. Give me just a little more time. How do they do that with their roll their tongue and make that noise? 7:58 at WRJN. Now, if you're planning to retire off any of this stuff, you might be working into your 90s. There's a list making the rounds of collector's items that really aren't worth collecting. A few things you might want to stop hanging on to. Beanie Babies. Now, nearly all of them are worth under $20. You can find a whole lot of them on eBay for less than that. Pez dispensers, even the good ones, sell for a buck or two. Pogs. Remember Pogs? Nearly all of them are worth less than the cost of shipping them. Baseball cards. Now, the really old ones are worth money, but they got mass-produced. And if you held on to a bunch of random cards from the 80s, probably not worth much. Newer comic books. Again, it's about the vintage ones. Cabbage Patch Kids. Now, if they're in mint condition in the original box, they might be worth something. Otherwise, no. Old VHS tapes and DVDs. Stop kidding yourself. They're worthless. And vintage Playboy magazines. People always say they're worth a lot of money. Yeah, if they're in mint condition. But if Dad was thumbing through them at one time, they're not worth anything. 8 o'clock, WRJM. Thanks for joining us here.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJM. Receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A 26-year-old from a wealthy Maryland family is in jail this morning, charged with murder in the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Someone spotted Luigi Mangione 300 miles from the New York crime scene at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Correspondent Lilia Luciano is there.
Police showed up and approached Mangione, who they say started shaking at one point as he was questioned.
What did they ask him?
They asked him if he had been to New York recently.
And he responded nervously.
He was very nervous.
Investigators say he had a fraudulent New Jersey ID that matched the one Mangione allegedly used to check into a New York City hostel prior to the murder.
Mangione earned a BA and a master's from the University of Pennsylvania. Acquaintances tell CBS News he dealt with frequent back pain from an injury. A wind-driven wildfire that broke out in Malibu, California last night has already burned at least 1,700 acres. CBS Los Angeles, Tina Patel.
We are very close to Pepperdine University, and that is where a lot of concern is, because earlier this morning, this fire breaking out in the middle of the night,